People in Kenya voted this week peacefully, which is a big deal because the last time Kenyans voted back in 2007, there was widespread violence. Yesterday, Kenyans stood in line for hours to cast their ballots. They were deciding whether the country should make its first constitutional changes since independence in 1963. A new constitution would reduce the powers of Kenya's president. Though the vote count is still incomplete, it is clear by now that Kenyans have voted overwhelmingly for the change. We're going to talk about all this with BBC reporter Peter Gresta, who's in Western Kenya. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much.
So how peaceful has it been?
It's been extraordinarily peaceful. Violence has always been a feature of Kenyan elections of the past, and there have been, honestly, no reports of any serious trouble whatsoever, no reports of, so far at least, of vote rigging, no reports of voter intimidation. I think on that score alone, Kenyans are counting this election to be a major success.
Now, am I correct that this voting was part of the settlement that got Kenyans out of their trouble in 2007?
That's exactly right. The new constitution was a key part of the package of reforms which everyone agreed had to take place before Kenya could go through more general elections. The constitution is the centerpiece of that package of reforms. And so even the No campaign here, even the opponents of that constitution, were arguing not that the old constitution was fine and should stay in place, but that the new document was going to make things worse rather than better.
How does this constitution change the government?
It changes it quite radically. One of the problems with the old constitution is that it concentrates enormous power in the office of the presidency. This new constitution devolves power away from the presidency. It establishes a Senate very similar to the American-style Senate. It also creates a series of counties which are designed to break up the ethnic power bases that have dominated politics up until now. It also establishes a land commission. Land is by far and away the most emotive issue in Kenya, and the new commission will tackle a lot of those injustices of the past.
So you've got a country that has been plagued by ethnic disputes, a country that's been plagued by corruption and other problems, and they're going to attempt a kind of separation of powers, checks and balances, as Americans would describe them?
That's right. For the first time, the president can be impeached. There's a new Bill of Rights for citizens that hasn't been there before. But this isn't the end of the problems for Kenya. There is at least 2 years to go before all of the legislation is in place. It's the implementation that has always been the issue in the past, but I think, at least for now, this is a very good start.
How optimistic have people been about the future when you've been speaking with them in the last few days?
I think people are extraordinarily optimistic. The Yes campaign, they always argued that this constitution was never going to work unless the whole country was behind it. The votes aren't entirely in yet, but it looks as though at least two-thirds of the country have voted in favour of the constitution. And at a 2-to-1 majority, that comes pretty close to a national consensus. The one concerning element here is that the Rift Valley, where I am now, is the only province in the entire country that bucked the national trend. Here, they voted 2-to-1 against the constitution. And the reason that's worrying is that the Rift was at the very centre of the post-election violence. And remember, as we've just been talking about, the constitution was intended to deal with a lot of those problems. So to see this province in particular reject that idea, reject the constitution, I think is going to worry a lot of people who are hoping for national unity.
Isn't that basically the heart of the country where you are?
It is the cultural heart, it is the rural heart of the country, and it also has probably the biggest or the second biggest population base after the capital, Nairobi. So it is extraordinarily important, and I think that's where really the politicians will have to look to try and work out what went wrong here and to make sure that they keep this province on board.
Peter Gresta is a reporter for the BBC. He's in Western Kenya. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.
This is NPR News.